I want to read a scripture from a lesser-known book of the Bible. We don't hear this book preached from a lot. May even be a little difficult to find this morning. I'm going to read out of the book of Nahum. So if you get in those minor prophets there, you might find Jonah, and then go a little bit farther to the right there to Micah, and then Nahum. I came across this scripture while back, and it just leaped out at me. These words, I guess I'd never really noticed before. And the Lord seemed to be speaking to me. And I'd like to share it with you this morning. You want to stand for the reading of the scripture? Give you a chance to stretch a little bit here. And shows respect to the Word of God too. Nahum chapter 2, verse number 1. And 2, he that dasheth in pieces is come up before thy face. Keep the munition. Watch the way. Make thy loins strong. Fortify thy power mightily. For the Lord hath turned away the excellency of Jacob as the excellency of Israel. For the emptiers have emptied them out and marred their vine branches. The emptiers have emptied them out. Amen. Let's ask the Lord to help us today. Lord, we thank you for your presence here today. We thank you for the songs that have been sung and everything done. But now, Lord, we pray that you would give us ears to hear what the Spirit might say to us today, Lord. In Jesus' name, we'll give you the praise. Amen. And everybody say amen this morning. Praise God. Let me reach down in here and get this bottle here. I normally don't drink while I'm preaching, but had a little trouble with my voice, so I'm going to keep this handy just in case. But then again, that bottle there, I hope, represents most of us in this building after having come through 3 days and 4 nights of holiness convention. And I tried to preach to you in the day services about being filled, and I hope that you feel filled this morning. Amen. I hope that you feel like this bottle right here, full this morning. And my physical weakness really is not a reflection of what I feel down in my spirit. The Bible does tell us the outward man perisheth, but the inward man is renewed day by day. Praise God. How many of you can feel a certain amount of fullness in your spirit this morning? Praise God for it. Hallelujah. And I saw several of you seeking the Lord in yesterday's morning service, last night in the altars after Brother Webb got done preaching. Saw you seeking after God. I believe that most of us are full this morning. Full. From the preaching of the Word, full from the presence of God, full of the blessings of the songs and all of that. But I have a little bit of a concern this morning. And I'm just a little bit worried about the possibility that not everybody is full this morning. Amen. Now, I don't want to be distracted and downplay all that the Lord has done. But it was the Lord Himself that told the story of the shepherd with 100 sheep. You remember that? And there were 99 that were still in the fold, all of them doing fine. And the Lord, the shepherd, He cares for those 99. Aren't you glad about that? And He made sure that they were safe in the fold and cared for and all of that. But we do know this, He left the 99 and went looking for that one that was outside the fold. I want to preach to you this morning on emptied out. And I've been working my way sort of backwards through this series of messages. And I didn't really realize this connection until until this morning or yesterday when I started thinking about this morning that that there may be somebody in this service that that is more like this bottle right here. Empty. Amen. I'm concerned that there might be somebody in this service today that is empty. Empty. I don't want you to stay that way, though. I'm praying that the Lord will help us. Let's get into the scripture here. We'll come back to these bottles here in just a moment. Nahum here is a prophecy. He's considered among the minor prophets. It doesn't. When we say minor prophets, it doesn't mean that they're less important. Their words are weighty. Their words are important. Their words are from the Holy Ghost. It's just that they are lesser known prophets, their ministry covered a smaller amount of history and time. But it's not that their words are any less important. But this minor prophet by the name of Nahum, he is speaking this prophecy of doom and destruction. It's a very negative and frightening prophecy. He's not the only one. Much like the other prophets, he is foretelling a great calamity that is coming to the nation of Israel. And this calamity is coming because of the nation's rebellion against God. They have turned from God. They have forgotten God. And every nation, including the United States of America, every nation that forgets God will be turned into hell. Amen. Every nation. Rome is another historic example of a nation that forgot God, turned away, and God has brought them from their greatness down to destruction. And so the prophet is predicting here a great calamity coming because of their rebellion and their complacency towards God. And he uses this vivid language here to describe the Assyrians who will be coming, the Assyrian armies that will be coming, as the emptiers who will come and turn the nation of Israel upside down, so to speak, and will drain them, drain the people from their possessions and their position and everything that's of value. Amen. They will be emptied out as a result of God's judgment upon them. Amen. There's a lot here in this prophecy that we may feel like doesn't necessarily apply to us here this morning. But I've reached a simple conclusion from these prophecies and from this language here. And it goes something like this. To draw close to God brings fullness. Hello? To draw close to God brings fullness. But to go away from God brings emptiness. Amen. Be filled. We know that that's the will of God and the Word of God, and that's been the direction of my burden the last several days. I believe that to draw close to God brings fullness. Amen. But to go away from God brings emptiness. Amen. And somebody here this morning is probably more like this bottle right here. But I don't think you have to stay that way. Amen. I don't think you have to stay that way. The emptiers have emptied them out. We're living in a world of people that are empty. And thank God for these meetings like we've enjoyed, where it sets our priorities right and reminds us what's truly important and has given us an opportunity to refill and recharge and renew. That's what revival is. We need, amen, these times of refreshing from the Lord. Amen, or we would all be empty. We would all be empty. I'm thankful this morning for the renewing of God. But we're living in a world where we have seen how the emptiers have emptied them out. They're busy, all right, and their calendars are full. Amen. Their days are full as far as the activities are concerned. But being full of activity doesn't mean that you are full in your spirit. Amen. being full of activity and full of action and full of things does not mean that you are really full at all. The most important things in life are not things at all. The reality is we're living in a materialistic world that puts all of the emphasis upon the flesh, all of the emphasis upon the material things, and very little emphasis on the spiritual things. My friend, what will it matter at the end of it all if we have gained the whole world and lose our own soul? What we need is a fullness of the Spirit. We need a fullness of the soul. Amen. Something down deep inside of us. The world is full as far as the things of this world. They are full as far as the activities of this world. But they are empty, empty, empty in so many ways. Nothing down inside of them. We are seeing a world that is empty of morals. We are seeing a world empty of character. We are seeing a world empty of integrity, including our nation's leaders. Hello? Amen. Oh, God, help us this morning. It used to be that even if a man wasn't a Christian, you could still trust him because, he had some kind of integrity or character in his word. You know, honesty and things like that were cherished, but we're empty of that now. Amen. This is a world where the emptiers have emptied us out. Amen. It used to be that they worked hard and paid their bills and valued their possessions and respected one another, but not so much anymore. A great disrespect. Our society is almost empty of respect and character and integrity. The emptiers have emptied us out. Amen. I'm worried this morning that our society is missing out on what is truly important. There's a lack of depth and a lack of substance and spirituality that makes a life worth living. Amen. On the inside, something's missing. They're empty. We need God's help here this morning. The emptiers have emptied them out. I want to tell you that there's a reality of this. We're talking spiritually here this morning, but we see how people have fallen victims of the emptiers of our life. Now, we've already explained that Nahum's prophecy was literal. It was talking about enemy armies coming and draining them and emptying them. But I'm talking spiritually this morning, so I want to tell you that we have some spiritual emptiers as well. There are forces at work that drain us from the spiritual strength and substance that we need to sustain us from day to day. Talked to a young lady that pretty much sums up what I think a lot of people are feeling today. And she was a young mother, and she was just so frustrated and overwhelmed with all of the responsibilities of her life. And she was desperate. And she said, "I just can't take it anymore." And I know that you've heard this too. Just about everywhere we go and you ask somebody how they're doing, they're going to say something like, "Just tired. Man, I'm tired." And I don't know what it is that we're doing that is making everybody so tired. But the reality is there's a draining effect of the world around about us. And it's leaving a lot of people empty. Amen. Maybe they're staying up too late at night watching TV or whatever it is that is keeping them awake at night. But I think that it's a lot more than their entertainments that's draining them. That is one of the emptiers of our world is the entertainment emptier. Amen. The entertainments of this world are draining a lot of our resources. We're giving too much time and energy and mental concentration to the entertainments of this world, and it's draining. It's not filling, it's emptying. The emptiers have emptied them out. Amen. But it's not just their entertainments. It is the draining effects of the various tribulations of this life. It is the difficulties and trials of this life. Even we Christians, amen, we have troubles and trials too. And we feel the draining effect of it. The difference is we know that there is a source of renewal, amen, that helps us to cope with the things of this life. The reality is you can't keep giving out, and stay full. Hello? You can't keep giving out and still be full. You've got to take in. Amen. I'm glad that Jesus said it this way. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Praise God. He's talking about, amen, out of your innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. He didn't say you're going to get a one-time supply and that's all you get, so use it carefully. Amen. That's not what he said. He said you're going to be a vessel through which a river flows. Hallelujah. Yes, we give out, but thank God we can take in. We've got to take in. If you don't take in, you get empty. There's a draining effect of this world. Think of it like a bank account. Also, you can't just keep making debits on the bank account or it's going to go empty. Eventually, you've got to make some deposits into it. That's what church is all about. That's why it's important that we're here again this morning. You give out. There's a pull of the world, the distractions and the duties all around about us. And we can't help it. We're living in a world that demands so much from us. But thank God we have found a source, amen, of deposits into our life that stand up against the debits from our life. So this young woman was so frustrated, overwhelmed by motherhood, her job, amen, her duties, her financial situation. I heard the desperation in her voice. I've heard it as a pastor many, many times over the years, and I hear it continuously even as an evangelist. Amen, people are drained. They are drained. They are empty. But this is a dangerous position to be in right here, because I can only think of four responses that can take place when you get to this desperate position. Number one, amen, you can just have a complete breakdown. I mean, you're fragile because there's no substance in here. Your nerves are rattled and shaken, and you can have a breakdown at this particular point. Or you can make some terrible decision. A lot of people do. Some terrible decision, like just simply walking away from it all. I can't handle it anymore. Amen. You know, we had heard the stories over the years of unfaithful husbands and fathers abandoning their children. That's horrible and that's bad enough. But we're living in a society now, amen, where even women simply just one morning or one evening or one dark night just walk away, leave their family, leave their children, leave their responsibilities. I can't handle anymore. You know why? They're empty. They don't have anything inside them to give them the spiritual ability to stand against the forces that are draining them. Empty. Amen. The worst possible thing to do in situations like this, where you're overwhelmed and drained and frustrated, is to take your own life. But many people have done it too. Many people have done it. The sad reality is suicide is on the rise. The number three killer among Americans, amen, is suicide. What a sad commentary on our culture. Y'all with me this morning? I know I'm asking a lot of you to concentrate on this raspy voice and knowing that I'm a little tired myself this morning, but I'm grateful for the Spirit of God that has moved among us. I'm glad that inside me there's still a strength that enables me. When I'm weak, He is strong, praise God. When I'm tired, I still have a source of strength inside of me. We're not talking about just flexing our muscles here and toughening up and saying we're going to make it. It's not by power. It's not by might, but it's by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Amen. You've got to have a substance to be able to withstand the constant drain of this world. If not, it'll drive you crazy. You're not going to be able to cope with it all. You don't have the answers to all of those questions. You don't have the solutions to all of those problems. And there's been a multitude of people that have realized that only to run out, amen, and do some horrible thing and just end it all. And I'm not just talking here about frustrated mothers or financially strapped fathers. Teenagers have gotten to that point where they don't know how to cope with the things of this world. Amen. And the only way out they can see is to end their own life. It's sad. It's tragic. I'm not saying that there's somebody in this audience that has even contemplated that. But if you have, I want to tell you this morning, amen, before you do that, realize that there may be another way out. There may be another solution, praise God. You may look at it all and think you don't have the resources to deal with it. And the reality is you don't, amen. But God does, praise God. There's been a lot of empty people, myself included, that in the most desperate hour of my life called out to the source, amen, went into the presence of Him who could do for me what I could not do for myself. And guess what? I got the strength to keep going on. When I thought I couldn't take another step, praise God, He came through, amen, and refilled me. Somebody lift your hands and praise the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. There's a sad story of a woman in the Old Testament. She's in the book of Ruth, the famous book of Ruth. We love that book. It's full of imagery that has spiritual truth to us. But briefly, Naomi and her husband, they were living in a time when in their land a famine came. It was a desperate time. Many people were hungry. Many people out of work, you might say. Many people having a hard time. But Naomi's husband decided, he had heard that there was corn in a far country, and so he packed the family off and went to that far country. Now let me tell you, I don't want to make more of this than what's here, but let me just tell you that every family is going to fall on hard times sometimes. Every one of us is going to experience some kind of a famine in our life. And can I say that sometimes even churches, not necessarily a famine as long as the Word of God is being preached, but sometimes, well, it's not always as high as it is in Holiness Convention. Hello? There's times when, you know, it's just, we're just getting through every day, week by week by week, and all of that. But it's a terrible thing to make a decision to go on down the road somewhere just because you're going through a hard time. Hello? But Naomi and her husband went off to the far country. Their sons were born there. Amen. They raised their sons there. They married women there. They got settled there. And then the unspeakable happened. Naomi's husband died. Naomi's two sons died. It was hard times. Much harder there than anything she would have experienced had she stayed home. I don't know all the details of what happened there, but I know this. She made up her mind to go home. She made up her mind that she wasn't staying in this far country. She's gonna go back to her birthland. Her daughter-in-law, or one of them, Ruth, decides that she wants to go with her. She insists, and that's what the story of Ruth is all about. But this is what happens. When Naomi and Ruth arrive, and some of the kinspeople recognize Naomi, they celebrate. They run out to welcome her. Oh, Naomi, welcome home. So glad to see you, sis. We're so glad that you came back. And guess what Naomi said to them? She said, wait a minute. Don't call me Naomi anymore. which means something along the line of blessed or happy. Don't call me Naomi anymore. She said, I went out full, but I have come back empty. Amen. I went out full, but I have come back empty. She said, call me Mara, which means bitter. Amen. Call me bitter. Now, what a name change is that? Amen. She says, don't call me happy and blessed anymore. Call me a bitter woman. I went out full. I've come back with nothing. Lost my husband. Lost my sons. Amen. And she confesses to us her own bitterness. I'm telling you, friends, we all go through hard times, but you're not going to be able to handle it just by running here and there and dealing with it in your own wisdom. You need strength that only comes from God. You need help that only comes from Him. You need a fullness in your spirit that only Christ can give. Amen. Yes, it was true. Brother, that experience there in Georgia that year, I preached on the battle with bitterness. I saw with my own eyes the terrible tears running down the face of that preacher. Amen. Rightfully so, we might all agree. His son had been murdered. Amen. Nobody can handle on their own the pressures of a situation like that. I saw him come crawling across the platform, but not only him. Amen. At the same moment, I saw his daughter-in-law come running down the middle aisle. The wife of that man who had been murdered. This man's daughter-in-law. I saw them meet in the altar. The tears running down their face. The floods of tears. A bitterness that had welled up inside them. That was draining them of their spiritual life. Him a preacher. Her, amen, a daughter-in-law to a preacher. And raised in church. And yet something horrible and tragic had happened in their life. Amen. And they had been drained by it. And a bitterness had got a hold of them. Listen, there's emptiers out there. There's emptiers out there. The events of this life, the unsuspecting events of this life can drain us, catch us off guard. And none of us, not even we preachers, are exempt from it. The events of this life can drain us dry, pull us down to our lowest level. Amen. Until we are incapable of dealing with it. But here's what happens. We either become better or we become bitter. In those low times of our life, we either turn to a source of spiritual strength, amen, and grace and help in time of need, amen, or we turn away and our hearts become bitter as a result of it. Friend, I'm preaching to somebody here this morning. I don't know exactly who, or I don't know what your emptier is, or why, amen, you've allowed this thing to empty you so, but I feel like telling somebody the emptiers are out to empty you. Amen. You need a fullness that only comes from Him. The empty world we live in. I thought it was interesting. This was in my car. This brand of water is, I think it's from Walgreens, but their brand name is Nice. That's right there. Nice. Purified water. Nice. Amen. Yeah. The Nice bottle is empty. Y'all with me? Hey, man, have you felt the anger of the world around about us? I mean, they cuss at the drop of a hat and, you know, and mad and angry. Their Nice bottle's empty. Hello? I mean, you drive down the road and you see, I got behind a car and they were wrong. They cut off this other guy, but rather than just let it go, he speeds up, gets alongside of him. You can see him. He's giving that guy, you know, the what for and saying, right, hello, somebody's Nice bottle is empty. Huh? Preacher friend of mine in Missouri told me last time I saw him, he said he had just been to a restaurant And he said it was kind of a self-serve buffet, and he had got his drink, and he was heading to his table, and he stumbled a little bit, and it knocked his drink over. It didn't spill on anybody; it just spilled on his table and his tray, and so Brother Hall, he just said, "Oh my, look at the mess I've made!" And the waitresses come over, and they're helping him clean it up, and he's trying to laugh it off, and just say, "I'm sorry. I'm so clumsy," and he's smiling and apologizing. And then he goes up to the buffet, and this man comes over and gets right up to him, gets right in his face, and says, "You are about the dumbest thing I've ever heard of in my life." Brother Hall said, "What?" "Yeah, buddy." I mean, he just gets right up to him and said, "You a grown man smiling and apologizing for making that big old mess." And he just tied into him and let him have it. And Brother Hall, somebody's nice bottle's empty. Huh? The world doesn't have the same source that you have. I mean, they could. I just want to ask you, what is this boiling anger that's got a hold of you? What is this bitterness that you're battling with? What is this frustration that's keeping you awake at night and about to drive you crazy? Amen. The possibility is it boils down to this: your bottle is empty. The emptiers have emptied you out. Amen. You need something. You need it quick. Amen. I don't know how much longer you're going to make it. How much longer you're going to be able to take it in this empty condition. Oh, praise God. Amen. Jesus said, "The thief comes to steal, kill, destroy." He wants to empty you out. We have enemies too, friends. We have a spiritual enemy. I know that people if you're not a Christian, you may not understand this or appreciate it. But the reality is that there are spiritual forces at work in this world. And Jesus said that the thief, he's referring to the devil, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants to leave you a crumpled mess, amen, and condemn your soul to hell, amen. Ah, but Jesus goes on to say, But I am come, that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. Oh, praise God. Here's me. Here's him. Praise God. He has come that I might have life and more abundantly. Praise the Lord. I need a strength that comes from another source. Don't you? Praise God. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, amen, he prayed for us that our joy might be full. Praise God. That our joy might be full. He wants something more for us than what we have on our own ability. "These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy may be full. Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full." Amen. We're living in the era of the emptiers. We are seeing the effect of the emptiers. But thank God there is still a filler, and his name is Jesus, and he cares about the condition of our life. You don't have to waste away and shrink away, amen, and crumble up. I believe that God has strength and help for you in your time of need. Let's stand together this morning. I thought this morning, as our sister was playing this beautiful harp over here, the beauty of the music, so precious. Somehow or another, it made me think of a different kind of beauty, and in an unexpected place. We were preaching revival back in January. And there was a young man in that church. Say young man, he's late 20s. He showed me the picture of what once was a pickup truck. His pickup truck. And in the picture, it's a mangled mess of metal where that vehicle that he was riding in rolled over and flipped and crashed on a two-lane country road in Oklahoma. He should have been killed in it. He was driving that thing fast down that country road, as fast, amen, as he was spiritually going away from God. His life messed up by drugs. His life all messed up with terrible mistakes in his family and so on and so forth. There he was in that mangled mess of metal. And he cried out to God. Sister, if you'd like to get us a song, please. Now, if you meet Dusty, he's tall, strapping young man. Still, you know, has the demeanor of an Oklahoma cowboy. Wears Western-type clothes. Stands tall, has a little bit of a swagger when he walks. Amen. So it's sort of surprising to hear him say, Brother Blue, would you like to read some of my poetry that I've written? Sure. Amen. He said, ever since I got saved, I found it's my way of communicating, amen, the work that the Lord has done in my life. And from that tragedy, amen, God has brought beauty and given him a strength and an internal strength that enables him to communicate to others in a beautiful and poetic way. Amen. The grace of God. Hallelujah. You can't make it on your own. You can't make it on your own. Amen. I don't care if you are an Oklahoma cowboy and you think you're strong enough to handle it all. Sometime you're going to find yourself empty on the side of a road and your life crumbled up like this empty plastic bottle here, and you realize you have nothing without him. You need him today. You need him. Lord, we thank you for your help and strength today. And I pray, Lord, that you would speak to somebody's heart and life. That you, Lord, would draw somebody. Show them, Lord, the strength and purpose and help that you're offering to them today. In Jesus' name, we'll give you the praise. We'll give you the praise. Hallelujah.